This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's nowhere else in the world that has a denser concentration of plant scientists than St. Louis. Two of them started a podcast called Taproot to talk about the challenges of doing research. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke with the show's host about why they wanted to start a podcast.
Taproot is not a podcast for the general public. It's made by plant scientists for plant scientists. The hosts are longtime friends, Liz Haswell, a professor at Washington University, and Ivan Baxter, a researcher at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. They started the first season talking to scientists about the struggles they experienced in publishing studies.
One of the really important lessons we wanted to convey to young people in plant biology is that if you're struggling, that doesn't mean you're not meant to be a scientist. When you look at a published manuscript, you have a set of figures that all seem to flow together in a logical progression, and there's no reference to who did which experiment or how it was funded or all of the troubleshooting and all the figures that didn't make it into the paper and who came up with the idea originally and how a team worked together. Like, all of those stories are part of the manuscript, but they're not really there.
Some of the guests that you have on your podcast talk about issues like the pressure of publishing papers and also just the struggle behind trying to make new discoveries. And tell me why you think it's important to discuss these issues and whether or not you think, you know, the plant science community is welcoming of that sort of discussion.
I think the plant science community and the science community in general is very open to that. We've gotten a lot of good feedback about this. There's a lot of interest in our community and how do we train our scientists better to actually be successful in the real world. But many of us are not trained to do that kind of mentoring.
And where else do you get those stories, right? Like, where else do you hear how hard it was for somebody to develop some new technology? You only hear about the technology when you see it in a paper or you see somebody talking about it. So one thing that people have said, students have said, is they feel like they're eavesdropping on PIs talking in a bar. And that's definitely what we want them to get, the sense that they're getting sort of inside information.
And do you think that, you know, having these open conversations about what's going on behind the science would encourage more people to get into plant science?
Yes, so diversity is definitely the goal here. If we want at the very end to have a super diverse workforce that has all kinds of different types of people, we need to make room for mistakes and dips in productivity and all those things that come with living a normal life.
What's in store for season two? I know that's in the works.
We want to focus on really some of those things that might actually be forcing people out of science and how people have addressed those. So
what issues exactly?
We're hoping to touch on things like the pressure to move to different cities for science, dealing with mental health, trying to fit in a culture that's not your own.
Do either of you have a personal story related to any of those themes that you want to explore in season two?
Oh, no, it's not about me and Ivan. Okay. It's purposefully not about us.
I mean, I think that's not quite true. I mean, I think we've both struggled with integrating family and work. So for me, it's been more about temporary life. We lost a child when I was a postdoc, and trying to function at all as well while functioning as a scientist was really hard for almost a year, I would say.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, hearing about these stories will help people feel like they're not as alone as they're trying to do the work that they're doing.
That's very much our dream. That's absolutely what we're hoping for.